Good morning, MGTOW man. I have exposed the background so you can see my beautiful face. That sort of the linguistic inflections. My beautiful face. Well, that's the way I said that was something I learned off a woman who was my drug dealer there for a while. Suppose everybody has a fucking use for something. And Campbell's V8 vegetable juice with chili, a little bit of chili in it. That's well, the labels are same on two sides, but vegetable, hot and spicy, with tomato, celery, and chili juice. Quite good, actually, you know. You've only got one body, look after it, don't eat shit, you know. This fucking one of the things that's, because it's actually a hot day, and yeah, it's gonna get up to about 35 today, and you know, I really shouldn't be out and about in it. Too hot for me. But yeah, been staying busy at night when it's cool. You know, it cools down, say 8 p.m., 9 p.m., 10 p.m., 11 p.m., and then going to bed at say. Depends, I might sleep for an hour or two here or there, you know. And then going to bed at, say, 10 or 11 in the morning, you know, when it starts heating up. And sleeping the afternoon away, that's not bad. But, see, this is these are little nozzle. There's a fucking camera. These are little mist nozzles, and here's a plug. Oh, it's a dead end. It's a plug for a fucking irrigation hose, but it'll fit inside a garden hose, right? And you can secure it with a screw type hose clamp, you know. But you can, you can drill that out. And I don't know the size thread on this, but yeah, that's got a little thread on there. And you can screw it in the hole that I'm going to put in this. And that means I've got a mister, a sort of a water fogger type spray, to spray on the heat exchanger coils on the air conditioner. So by cooling those down, means the hot side of the air conditioner, the compressor side of the or the compressor output side, where it's all the gas inside is compressed and the energy concentrates and it gets really hot. Well, before that then goes through the throttle, the tiny little needle sort of valve type thing, and then expand, like it loses all the heat here, and then it expands and sucks air, sucks the heat out of the bloody, through a heat exchange, another heat exchanger, it sucks all the heat out of the air that's blowing through it. You know, that's how it cools down, and then it feeds back through the compressor. By cooling down that compressor side of the fucking device, you know, the hot side, by cooling that down to say 10 degrees before it expands again, you can really, you know, so to go from, say, if that gas was, say, before it expanded, say if that was 45 degrees or something, then that has to expand and take the heat out of the fucking room and the air in the room. If you could cool that down from 45 degrees down to, say, 12 degrees, with evaporation, like a fine water mist type spray, you know, you could effectively reduce the power by 2/3, you know what I mean, used by the air compressor, by the fucking air conditioner, you know. So, you know, this goes, oh, fuck. Fuck, must you? My favourite fucking word. This goes into your, this goes into the end of the garden hose. This goes, you know, in the other end of a little bit of garden hose, and then you can arrange a sprayer on the fucking intake side of things. And people say poverty, financial sort of poverty of or being of limited means, is a curse. It's not. I think it, you have to become immensely resourceful. So technically my bill, because I've added all this insulation to my fucking place, you know, stuff called foil board mainly, over all the huge glass areas and doors and stuff like that, my heating and cooling bill is about 1/3 of what other people are paying, you know. And if my it gets a little bit complex, but I've had to install a portable air conditioner, and what I've done is, instead of it sucking air into, hot air from outside into the room, and then cooling the air in the room and blowing the really hot air out via a tube, by keeping that hot air from being sucked into the building, by putting a seal on the vent and all this sort of stuff, and just sucking outside air into the hot part of the fucking heat exchanger, and then blowing it out as super hot, you know, just hot ambient air, you know, and just keeping the circulating only the cooled air inside the building. I've ramped that up in efficiency. You know, and I'm now able to cool a room of about, say 25 square metres. I'm able to cool a room of about 25 square metres with about 400 watts of fucking compressor power, you know. That, all the insulation and all that. And if I add this water sprayer on the intake side of the hot, so the water hits the fucking compressor, hits the heat exchanger coils to dump all the heat out of the internal gas. If the water spray cools all that right down, so when the cold gas, instead of the hot gas now expanding, you know, and taking heat out of the air inside the room, if that gas is cooled right down, it'll be really, really cold when it expands. It's cold before it expands, then it'll suck you know, fucking the heat exchanger temperature on the cold side will be fucking really fucking icy cold, you know. And that sort of lowers and increases the cooling power from, say, from 40 degrees down to, say, 40 degrees, 45 degrees or whatever, down to, you know, 12 degrees. That's like, you know, maybe a third, you know, the efficiency goes up by three times, you know, because expanding a hot gas versus expanding a cold gas, well, the cold gas can absorb a lot more fucking heat from the air going through it in the room than a hot gas would, you know? And that's a really good thing about working shit out and thinking of things through, you know? And this was the other really good thing. Is I showed you my respirators. They're really good, but this is not to tell you the truth or keep the fucking secrets or any other sort of shit, but this is to more to illustrate the idea of filtering, right? Now, these are the filter cartridges, and they've got a very fine sort of, they filter out the dust, you know, like coarse dust and not so fine dust, you know what I mean? They filter out all the coarse dust and particles of paint, but these are filled with activated charcoal. That's a fucking science within itself. So, you know, if you're spray painting, you can have one of those on each side of your mask type thing, and that's really good. But what they come with is, because the spray paint will clog all that up, while the activated charcoal filters out solvent, you know what I mean, spray painting solvents and just shit like that, you know, like petrol and kerosene and diesel and, you know, thinners, you know what I mean, for spray painting in it. That's what the activated charcoal does. It absorbs that stuff, right? But what these do is these come with pre-filters. Now, the pre-filters go on there like that and are there. You've got a clip thing that cover that sits over them and holds them in place. And what these pre-filters do, oh fuck, go on. Yeah, what these pre-filters do, they sit inside these cases just to hold them in place. The pre-filters capture all the fucking spray paint, you know, the little fog of fucking plastic kind of airborne suspended particles and stuff, you know. So that's what those pre-filters do. And they're meant for coarse dusts and spray painting mists and things like that, you know. And so it doesn't, you can go through, so, you know, three or four of these things, depending on how you're spraying and stuff, you know. But you can go through about three or four of these pre-filters before the fucking activated charcoal soaks up enough fumes, you know, from the solvent, you know, when you're spray painting, right? And because I'm a smart cunt, you know, and I like to sit down and work things out, is that there's what is called You can buy cotton, you know, cotton pre-filters that are just for filtering out dust, similar to these ones, you know, and they're better sort of things. They're sort of thicker and more puffier, you know. Puffier like her pussy lips. And so you can buy, there's better, thicker ones of these, you know. And what filtering is about is there's two ways to filter things. One is, think of like gravel, you know, like gravel you get on the road, and then you get sand, and then you get very fine dust, you know, like it's on your, inside your house and furnishings and shit, you know what I mean, windowsills. Well, the very fine P100 filters that filter out mould, spores, and, you know, the really super fine stuff, those come as sort of fucking pink sort of discs that, you know, screw onto the fucking half-face respirator. But the trouble is, because it's such fine material, they're capable of filtering out such very, very fine material that they take almost nothing to block them up completely. And I figured out these can be washed. You know, I'm not using them for poison gases and fumes and solvents and all this sort of shit. I'm using them for extremely fine particulate filtration. And but what I found is that these, because they're exceptionally good, but what happens is it's kind of like, you can filter petrol or gasoline or whatever, but you can filter petrol through printer paper, you know, like, or, but if you get a bit of silt, like a little bit of muddy water, this, you know, this is sediment from, if you get the sediment from muddy water, you know, like super fine suspended fucking solids, and, you know, you dry the fucking water out and mix that shit in with the petrol, that stuff will block the paper up very, very quick. The fine, fine little pores in the paper, that'll block that up very quickly, you know. And it's the same with the air filter cartridges, or the respirator cartridges, you know, the P100, because they're made so fine. But what happens if I get that cartridge and I cut out, if I cut out the fucking faceplate on it, oh, where is it? God damn it. Yeah, if I cut the core out of it, you know, if I cut that out, and then I get the thick cotton pads, you know, the cotton pre-filters, and there's a product called glycerine. It's the essential food of life, you know. It's the simplest sort of sugar you can get, you know. Well, if you get, say, 20% glycerine, for those people who don't know about this sort of stuff, if you get, like, oiled foam air filters and you soak them in oil and you don't squeeze the oil out, the oil will clog the fucking filters up, you know. But, you know, if you can either dilute the fucking oil, say down to, say, 20% and put it in a non-foam-eating sort of solvent, and then pour that on and just squeeze it out, you'll end up with a very, very fine coating of oil all over the foam, all over the internal surfaces of the foam, and that'll catch all the dust on the way through, right? But, you know, oils that are used for air filtration usually aren't that good to fucking inhale, you know. But if I get these foam, if I get these pre-filter pads, if I cut all that out, you know, around there, empty out the fucking, once these are used up especially, you know, but once these are used up, you know, and you can start to smell the solvents from the spray paint coming through, Well, I want to use these as dust filters. So it's like rocks, sand and dust, like you end up on the windowsills in your home and that, you know what I mean? Well, you need staged filtration. Filtration that fills, gets, you know, all the coarse particles, then the fine particles, and then the really, really, really ultra-fine particles. You need something that'll just filter out the rocks, and then you'll filter out the sand, and then you filter out the ultra-fine dust, you know, because if you just try and filter everything out, that ultra-fine filter will block up in absolutely no time at all. But by filtering out the rocks and then the sand, you'll have, you know, that'll preserve the capacity to filter out only really super fine stuff. So by getting the cotton pads and soaking them in, say, one part glycerine, which is a sugar, it's called an alcohol sugar because of the fucking compound of hydrogen and carbon and stuff. It's, you know, it's not like sweet tacky sort of sugar. It's not an alcohol like as in booze, you know, but it's that sort of compound, those molecular chains and stuff. That's why it's called an alcohol sugar. And glycerine is used in foods, it's used in medicine, it's the stuff used to lubricate the rubber pistons in syringes, and you know, it's a really good fucking stuff, you know. You know, and if you've got certain foods and confectionaries and stuff, you don't want them to go out and dry out hard, you add a little bit of glycerine because it's a humectant and it sort of absorbs moisture and keeps things sort of kind of damp, you know what I mean? By soaking the pre-filter papers or pre-filters, the cotton ones, what you can do is, there's the other way to filter is by adding a tacky surface that'll catch all the shit on the way through. And also there's the depth of filtration, because if you have a very coarse filter and you have very deep filter and you have a, you know, tacky fucking, if you have a tacky sort of surface, you can coat all those fibers in really tacky sort of shit. What you'll end up with is a coarse filter with the glycerine, you know, not enough to block the fucking pores up, you know, just enough to just lightly coat all the fibres in a sticky kind of fucking, you know, stuff that won't dry out, you know. And what that'll do is that'll act as a better than P100 filter. And, You get the sticky particles, and you know, you get the sticky fucking fibers all through it. You get the depth of filtration, and that'll filter out an enormous amount of really super, super fine stuff, you know. And the filters are washable. You can just toss them in the washing machine, you know, just a standard wash cycle, and glycerine dissolves in water, you know. So by using that system only to filter out the finest of the fine dusts, I've got fucking filter cartridges that are going to last me for fucking ever, and the filter pads in them, the pre-filters, the good cotton ones, they can be washed and used almost indefinitely, you know. So I've now got the cartridges, and I've got the filter, the cotton filters are coming, they're on their way. So this is where, I mean, in some ways it's fucked being really broke, or very limited sort of means, but on the other hand, if you want to get stuff done, you've got to fucking think about things and find, you know, multiple ways to get the same thing done, you know. And in some ways, this is a blessing and this is a curse. It's like doing math. There's only one fucking sort of sequence to do. There's one compendium of fucking components that have to be applied in a specific way, in a specific sequence, to do mathematical functions, you know. Whereas I can go all over the fucking place, you know, for engineering type issues, and you know, and I'll figure it out really fast. But it doesn't, if you're sort of habituated into thinking like that, you know, your mathematics is up shit. My mathematics is so far up shit creek, it's not funny, you know. So there's, you know, that's what I sort of say. Using intelligence as a sort of, you know, measure of someone's ability isn't as fucking easy or as simple as it sort of appears, you know what I mean? Sitting the fucking IQ tests, you know? It just never... It's like that thing of hunting in Africa. I'll put up a video on that. I'll try and leave a fucking link at the bottom. But the... you know, because the Africans don't have to fucking, you know, do all these computations and shit. They're fucked, you know. It's like someone who only ever reads a digital watch, and then they have to look at an analog clock, you know, with their hands going around, and because they can't, they don't think like that, and they never fucking have to think like that. That's a real task if you've never looked at a fucking analog clock and can automatically translate the hand position to the fucking the rated time, you know what I mean? So these are thinking and thinking skills and all this sort of stuff. Whereas, you know, so saying Africans, are dumb cunts with an IQ of 80 or whatever doesn't necessarily fucking, you know, when they can hunt and throw spears at the elephant's eyes and get a pretty fucking, you know, it's like bees, you know what I mean? There's, you know, you can fuck off, you cunt. It's like bees, you know, the African bees, ordinary sort of European bees, they automatically go for the eyes because they can figure out what's the attackee's weak spots, you know what I mean? You know, if I was to sting them in the eyes, that'd just fuck them, you know? So they know how to go for the eyes. So it's like when people are hunting elephants with spears, they go for the eyes with their spears, you know? So... you know, this is so this is where the thing, you know, that they can, people can mentally calculate how to throw the spear, you know, how far, what sort of angle, what sort of distance, all these other sorts of things, and get it pretty fucking accurate on target, you know, most times. You know, and so they can get the elephant, they can spear the elephant in the eye to blind it, you know what I mean? So a blinded elephant in a lot of pain and really distress is still a very dangerous thing, but it's not a, you know, it's not as dangerous as a fucking elephant with its full vision, you know what I mean? An injured elephant that's under attack. You know, so... given that these people can do all these sort of mental sort of calculations like that, you know, not mathematical. They're making geometric and spatial and bloody, you know, all these other sorts of things. They're making all these computations in their head, you know. And, but they have no idea of the sort of mathematics of it all, you know? So this is why I say this sort of, these issues of intelligence tests, you know, they're not completely bogus, but they sort of have sort of significant shortfalls as well, you know what I mean? And just because some people don't understand the IQ tests doesn't make them fucking stupid. It just means the whole culture has become sort of bred down into the sort of the simplest of things and more reactionary because they're more like wild animals than they are, you know, cultured into fucking being of limited sort of violence and how to smart do things like using maths and stuff, you know. So yeah, just park there for a little while and my bloody, you know, I don't have far to go, but you know, the distance, the fucking issues of tiredness are kicking in, you know. So yeah. So that's food for thought, gentlemen. You know? So, by doing what I've done, I've increased the cooling power of my little 400 watt portable air conditioner by 3 times, you know, 2 or 3 times, you know, by applying sort of insulation to the building on all the walls and windows and stuff. You know, my fucking power required to cool the building is about one third of what everybody else has, you know, of what it would be without it, you know. And now I've got a fucking air filtration system that'll keep the finest of the super fine dusts out, all the dust. But it'll keep, most importantly, it'll keep the really finest of the fine type stuff, because this is an agricultural area and stuff blows over from the deserts and shit, you know. So that's infinitely usable or reusable, all the components of that system. Pull it apart, wash it, you know, apply the bloody diluted glycerine solution and you're back into filtering out fucking absolutely everything. And because the depth of filtration is great, you know, each filter will filter out like 20 times the amount of crap that a P100 filter will. When I get back home, and that's the And I forget his name, but he was an English teacher. He was an English man. And he was a really fucking good teacher. You know? Fuck, I miss my teachers. My school teachers, the men, you know. Some of the women were good, but most of them are just full of shit fucking idiots, you know. Just fucked in the head bitches. And, I wish there was a way to go back in time and just say thank you for everything that you did for me and all of us, the rest of us in the class, in all these classes, you know, to pretty much all of them, you know. And, yeah. Fuck, what was I going on about? Yeah, this English teacher, I've forgotten what I was saying about him because I'm actually quite tired. The fall asleep type shit, you know, is kicking in. Yeah, he said, there's a book, I don't think you can fucking even find it anymore, but it's by C.W. Ammon, C.W. Ammon, A-M-M-O-N, and it was Why Things Break. And this is full of this fucking, it wasn't, the engineering technicalities weren't overly complex, and there's not a lot of maths in that, but he gave a good understanding on why things sort of break, you know, in sort of, by illustrating the ideas of why things break. And he said that one of the most important things in engineering was to learn how to think, was to be able to think, rather than just being dead from the fucking neck up, you know, and relying upon a calculator. Because he said, if you fuck up when you're using a calculator, you don't know, you don't have an inherent understanding of whether the numbers that are coming out of the calculator are inherently right or fucking inherently wrong, because you yourself don't know how to fucking do the maths, you know? That's why he said people who cheat at engineering and cheat at maths and that are fucking dumb cunts, because they're putting, they're, you know, because they fucked up in the entry or the sequence of doing the maths, you know, with the calculator. So instead of saying that, well, this bolt holds, you know, is rated at standard loading as, say, 50 tonnes, and you've either put in a bolt that's only rated for 5 tonnes, or you're putting, you know, 200 tonnes load on a fucking, you know, 100 tonnes load on a bolt. You know. You know, you're putting 100 ton of load on a bolt that's only rated for 50 tonnes, you know. And, you know, because you can't fucking, you know, because a stupid cunt doing the calculations doesn't know if they're fucked up or not, you know. And, yeah. So when I bought this pack of, a replacement kit, you know, the two fucking air filters and their pre-filters, you know, the spray painting type cartridges. The guys who, that and a few other bits and pieces, you know, a few little fucking, you know, fun little bits. Well, you know, they said, oh, that's about $140. And I just went click, because I hadn't been thinking about the total, but I went $8 and $14 and $5, you know what I mean? Plus $35, you know, on the price matching. He said, I said, no, that should be about $55, maybe $58, you know? Because I'm able to do the maths without actually thinking about the maths. I said, oh, no, it should be about $55, $58 for that. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, they couldn't match the Bunnings. The guy I talked to, he said, we can't match the Bunnings price, you know. You know, at $32, but we'll, we can do it at for $35, you know. And, you know, that and all the other bits, and it turned out that they'd charged me $70 full price, and they've doubled up on charging me for two of them, or $55, and they've charged me for two lots of them, and the other bits on top came to about $134, I think it was, you know, and so, you know, I got him to fucking, you know, I got him to reverse it. I got him to take off one of their fucking items and charge, you know, the 35 instead of the 50, 55 or 57, you know, that they're originally going to charge me for it, you know. So, and if I didn't have that capacity to sort of think on the fly and just go, hang on a second, this is not that much, you know. It would have been sort of ripped off for two times $55 for the fucking one set of fucking filter cartridges, and instead of being charged for $35 instead of $55, and I would have been charged $55 for one of them instead of $35 for one set, you know what I mean, when I should have been charged $35 for one set. You know, so that's what it means, is to be able to calculate on the fly, to be able to calculate kind of, you know, I wasn't, this was just without even thinking, I just said, well, you know, yeah, you know, I was just able to do that. So that's, thank you, teacher. Thank you, teacher, for pointing this shit out, you know. Because what he did was he, I think the example that he illustrated was that, you know, those great big container ships and those great big dock type things, those great big cranes that unload the fucking container ships. Yeah, well, what he did is he pointed out that the cunt who did the calculations, one of the cunts who did the calculations for the bloody frame of those great big docking, those great big container type cranes that go over the ships at the dock, he said they'd fucked up, you know. So instead of each leg of the crane being able to take, say, being rated as two, being able to take 200 tons, they were rated to take, you know, that's with static, and cyclic loading and all this sort of shit, you know. That means I'm just holding a dead weight, and as well as moving weights backwards and forwards across the sort of beam of it, you know. You know, the leg's taking a load, and then the load's being reduced, and then the leg's taking a load, and, you know, there's all these 40-foot containers are lifted off the ship, off the dock and onto the ship, and off the ship and onto the dock, you know. And I'm not trying to bullshit, I'm just, that was a story that was told to me ...40-something years ago. So I'm trying to sort of fill in the details to sort of clarify the issue rather than feeding you shit, you know. It's a bit of a funny sort of look up there. It looks like a big dust cloud, because the smoke's grey, brown. Might be the start of a fire. I hope not. And yeah. And I think that the fucking whole front end of this fucking crane, all the supporting legs, you know, were designed for 40 tonnes each or some shit like that, you know, when they should have been rated for 200 tonnes. And, yeah, that's very sus. Maybe someone's ploughing some dirt around there. Because it looks like clay dust from ploughing, and it's a bit too hot and dry and high risk to be slashing today. You know, it's not exactly like poof, one spark and the whole country's going to go up, but it's not that far off it. And there's some bits that are going to be a lot drier than other bits. So, you know, you would normally risk it. And, yeah, it's a tractor ploughing dirt. Harrowing. It's harrowing. I think it's like two wheels on a great big sort of wide triangle frame, and the spikes sort of break up the fucking topsoil. Yeah, so yeah, and he said the reason what happened is this crane was being used, and then it fucking, the huge thing, you know, it broke and fucking, you know, the front legs of it fell off, and the whole thing came fucking crashing down and just ruined, you know what I mean, and damaged to fucking everything it fell on. And what it came down to was that the reason it fell apart is because the stupid cunts couldn't think. You know, like that thing of where someone can't read a hands, an analog clock face, you know what I mean? They can only read digital clocks. Because, and their brain just goes, zzz, you know. What time is that? I don't know, you know. Same, that sort of same mental sort of mental fucking jumps, you know, to be able to fucking just look at a analog clock with the hands and know what time it is, you know what I mean? Well, yeah, the cunt who fucking did this huge dockside crane fucked up because he couldn't do the maths, so he didn't know when a mistake was made in the calculator. when he's designing all the fucking components. And so, you know, something that was 10 times fucking less was calculated at being just right, when it was actually, you know, move the decimal point one place, you know, instead of being able to carry, you know, like a 40-foot container full of stuff, which is like, say, 80 tons or something, you know. It was only capable of carrying 8 tons. So it broke. And the giant crane came crashing down in bits. Because he couldn't figure out that, you know, he couldn't figure out that when the numbers were wrong just by looking at it, going, yeah, that doesn't seem right. So this is what happened at the fucking cash register today. They charged me for 2 sets of respirators instead of the one, and they didn't drop it down to fucking $35 instead of $55. Because I know how to haggle, you know? And I think it was a bit of an innocent mistake. But, you know, and it pays to fucking be sincere. My fucking eyes are just about rolling back. I'm so tired, my eyes are just not quite rolling back in my head. But it's really sort of, you know. Yeah, so I got that sorted. And everyone's happy. I'll treat it as a mistake. Thank you for your time and attention. Bye.